Hey everybody, welcome to another deep dive, and this time we're tackling the world of loan brokering.
Ooh, this is a good one.
It is, right? And we've got this fantastic guide from Home Business Insider.
Oh, excellent source.
It is, right? It's got everything. You know, like if you're thinking about starting a loan broker business, this has got all the info you need.
Perfect.
We're talking about understanding what the role is, how to set up legally, how to build those relationships with lenders, marketing, all that good stuff.
All the essentials.
It is, right. So by the time you finish listening to this deep dive, you're going to have a really good idea of whether this is like the right business venture for you, whether it fits your personality, all of that good stuff. So let's just jump right in. Like, first things first, what does a loan broker even do?
Yeah.
I mean, I know they deal with loans, but what's their secret sauce?
So a loan broker basically acts as this middleman between borrowers and lenders.
Okay.
They kind of translate,
Okay.
Sometimes borrowers and lenders don't always speak the same language, so they're there to bridge that gap.
So they're like the Rosetta Stone of the financial world?
That's a great way to put it.
Okay.
Yeah, they connect borrowers who need funds with lenders who have the capital.
So instead of swiping right on Tinder, they're swiping right on loans.
Exactly.
Oh, like
finding the perfect match.
That's a good analogy, but it's got to be more than just playing matchmaker, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's way more than just connecting the dots.
Okay.
They're really guiding borrowers through what can be a really complicated and sometimes overwhelming process.
Okay.
Like having a Sherpa guiding you up a mountain.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. So they're like a financial Sherpa.
Yes.
Okay.
Making sure you reach the summit, so to speak.
Got it. But there are so many different types of loans out there, right?
Yeah.
Do you need to be an expert in all of them if you're a loan broker?
That's a great question. You could be. But I think there's a lot of value in specialization.
Okay.
You can become a real expert in one particular area.
Okay.
It could be anything.
Right.
Helping first-time home buyers get their dream home, or maybe you're into supporting small business owners.
Interesting.
By focusing on a niche, you're able to develop that deep expertise and attract a specific clientele.
So you're saying I might be better off specializing in loans for food trucks, for example, than trying to do everything under the sun.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
Become the go-to expert for food truck financing.
Interesting. I like it.
And, there's a whole world beyond mortgages, right? There are niche loans for veterans, for green energy projects.
Oh, wow.
I've even heard of loans for art financing.
Oh, interesting.
There's a lot out there.
That's pretty cool. So less competition, more opportunities.
Absolutely.
I like it. So let's say I found my niche. I'm ready to start connecting borrowers and lenders. Right.
But hold on a second. What about the legal stuff? I'm guessing there's some paperwork involved here.
Yeah.
More than just joining a Become a Millionaire seminar.
Right, right. It's not just attending a seminar. It's essential to make sure you're operating legally and ethically.
Okay.
So understanding those licensing and registration requirements in your specific region is key.
Got it.
In the U.S., for example, you would typically need to familiarize yourself with the National Mortgage Licensing System.
Okay.
The NMLS.
NMLS. Got it. Okay. So once I've got my licenses and all that stuff in order, what's next?
Then it's time to create that roadmap to success.
Okay.
You need a solid business plan.
So it's not just a formality. It's really important.
It's absolutely crucial.
Okay.
This is your entrepreneurial GPS.
Okay.
It's going to guide you, keep you on track, and help you reach your goals.
Got it. So what are some of the key things I need to figure out in my business plan?
Well, first, you got to define your objectives.
And we're not talking about vague dreams here.
Okay.
We need SMART goals.
S-M-A-R-T.
Specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound.
Oh, yeah.
So instead of saying, I want to help a lot of borrowers,
right,
a SMART goal would be, within the next 3 months, I'll connect with 10 lenders who specialize in loans for eco-friendly home renovations.
Okay.
Do you see the difference?
I do.
It's about clarity and focus.
I'm starting to see the power of being specific here.
Yeah.
Okay, so what about figuring out my target market? That sounds pretty crucial too.
Oh, absolutely. Knowing your audience is essential.
Okay.
Who are you best equipped to serve?
Okay.
First-time home buyers, budding entrepreneurs, real estate investors, Once you've identified that target market,
yeah,
you can tailor your services to meet their specific needs.
Got it. Become an expert in their world.
Exactly. Speak their language.
Speak their language. Okay.
Solve their problem.
Solve their problem.
Okay.
Now, the guide also mentions financial projections. Isn't that getting a little bit ahead of ourselves? I mean, we haven't even closed our first deal yet.
It's never too early to start thinking about the numbers.
Okay.
You need to have a clear understanding of your startup costs, ongoing expenses,
yeah,
and how much you can potentially earn.
So it's not about having a perfect crystal ball. It's more about having a realistic roadmap.
Right, exactly. It's about planning and making informed decisions.
Okay. I'm getting some serious entrepreneurial vibes right now.
Good.
Okay, so I've got my business plan, my niche, my legal ducks in a row. Now it's time to start building those lender relationships, right?
That's right.
Is it kind of like networking on steroids?
You know, it's definitely about networking, but it's more about building those genuine partnerships.
Okay.
You need to find key lenders in your area, banks, credit unions, private lenders.
Okay.
Understand their products, their criteria. Then reach out, make a good impression, and convince them that working with you is a win-win.
I'm sensing a theme here. It's all about showcasing the value you bring to the table, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's not just about like sending a formal email, right? You really need to build those relationships.
You hit the nail on the head. Attending industry events, connecting on LinkedIn, engaging in those online forums.
Got it.
These are all great ways to establish rapport and build trust.
Okay. So I'm building my network. I'm making those connections.
Yes.
But how do I actually get the word out there about my amazing loan brokering services?
Right.
The guide mentions marketing on a shoestring budget. I love that.
Yes, and it's totally doable.
Okay.
The digital age has been a game changer. You don't need a massive budget.
Okay.
We're talking social media, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter.
So it's not just about like posting selfies. It's about actually creating valuable content.
Exactly. Educational, engaging, inspiring.
Got it. Okay. What about content marketing? I've heard that term, but I'm not really sure what it means.
It's about providing value to your audience.
Okay.
Think blog posts explaining different loan types, videos answering those FAQs,
right.
You know, infographics that break down those complex financial concepts.
So you're positioning yourself as like a helpful, like a guide, like a teacher, not just a sales person.
Exactly, a trusted resource.
Okay, got it. And the guide mentions Canva. Is that a social media platform?
So Canva is a great tool. It's not a platform, but it's a tool for creating those visuals that grab attention.
Oh, okay.
Like social media posts, infographics, presentations.
Nice.
It's user-friendly and, the best part, free.
Love that. All right, marketing toolkit assembled. Now, let's say I've done all this hard work, found my niche, built my lender relationships, nailed my marketing, and boom, I land my first client.
Fantastic.
But how do I make sure they have a great experience from day one? It's all about first impressions, right?
It absolutely is. Yeah. Onboarding is crucial. You want them to feel welcomed, understood, confident that they made the right choice in choosing you.
Okay. So what does a great onboarding process look like?
First, a thorough needs assessment.
Okay.
Listen to them. Understand their goals.
Okay.
Then make that document collection process as smooth as possible. Digital platforms are great for that.
Got it. So easy, digital, secure.
Exactly.
What about communication? How do I keep my clients updated?
Regular communication is key. Keep them in the loop every step of the way.
Okay.
Answer questions, address concerns. Even when there's no major news, just a quick check-in can go a long way.
So transparency is really important.
Well, absolutely. Transparency builds trust.
Okay.
And happy clients.
So clear communication, a little bit of hand-holding. Sounds like a recipe for success.
It is. Smooth onboarding leads to satisfied clients, and those satisfied clients lead to referrals, which are gold.
Oh, that's great.
But speaking of success, how do we actually measure it?
That's a good point.
How do we know if we're doing well? What are the metrics we should be tracking?
I'm all about celebrating wins, but how do we actually know?
Well, that's where KPIs come in.
APIs.
Key performance indicators.
Oh, okay.
Think of them as your fitness tracker for your business.
Oh, okay.
They give you those insights into how you're performing.
Okay.
So things like number of successful loan applications, average turnaround time, client retention rates.
Oh, okay. So it's not just about closing deals. It's about building a sustainable business with happy clients.
Absolutely.
That's great. But numbers don't tell the whole story, do they?
No, they don't. client feedback is invaluable.
Okay.
Encourage them to leave reviews, send out surveys, and most importantly, have those one-on-one conversations.
Okay.
That qualitative data can give you insights that you won't get from numbers alone.
I love that. So it's a balance. It's data and heart.
Yeah.
Okay. We're tracking our progress. We're listening to our clients. What's next? How do we scale up? How do we grow this loan broker empire?
Scaling up is about growing strategically. It's about reaching more clients, expanding your offerings, but doing it in a way that doesn't sacrifice quality or client satisfaction.
Okay. So strategic growth, not just like reckless expansion.
Right.
Got it. This has been incredible so far. I'm feeling super energized. Okay. I'm sure our listeners are too.
I hope so.
But we're not done yet, right? There's still so much more to explore in this exciting world of loan brokering.
There is. Welcome back to our deep dive exploring all things loan brokering.
All right. So last time we kind of laid the groundwork.
Yeah. We talked about finding your niche, crafting a business plan, you know.
While building those relationships with lenders.
Marketing, onboarding clients.
Yes, yes.
The essentials.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about something that can really make or break any business.
Oh, yeah.
Managing client expectations.
Super important.
It is, right.
Yeah.
Because dealing with money, especially when it comes to loans.
Yes.
That can be stressful.
It could be very stressful.
Yeah. So how do we make sure everyone's on the same page, like right from the get-go?
Communication is key.
Okay.
Clear, honest, upfront communication.
Like a prenup for your client relationship.
Exactly. Laying it all out on the table.
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay. So what kind of things should we be super clear about?
You know, what you can and cannot do.
Okay.
The loan process, fees, realistic timelines.
Okay.
Don't overpromise.
Oh, yeah.
You know, underpromising and over-delivering, that's the recipe for success.
It's like hope for the best, but prepare for the worst.
Exactly. Okay. And don't be afraid to educate your clients.
Okay.
The more they understand, the better equipped they are to make those informed decisions.
So like empower them, basically.
Empower them. Exactly.
Okay. I like that. Now let's talk about ethics. I know it's a big deal in any industry, but especially in the financial world.
Oh, absolutely. Ethics should be at the core of everything you do.
Okay. So what are some ethical things to keep in mind as a loan broker?
Your primary responsibility is to act in the best interest of your client.
Okay.
Even if that means, you know, a smaller commission for you.
So it's not just about closing the deal. It's about doing the right thing for the client.
Absolutely.
Even if it means like leaving some money on the table.
You got it. Integrity is crucial. Recommend products that truly meet their needs, not just the ones that will make you the most money.
Right. Okay. So your reputation is your most valuable asset.
It is.
Okay.
What about conflicts of interest?
Oh, yeah. How do you navigate those? That's tricky.
Transparency is key.
Okay.
If you have any financial incentive to recommend a specific product, disclose that. Be upfront.
So be honest, even when it's not the easiest thing to do?
Exactly. Honesty builds trust.
Okay, that makes sense. Now, while we're talking about honesty and transparency, what about data privacy?
Right, that's essential.
With all this sensitive financial information going back and forth,
oh yeah,
how do you make sure it's protected?
You need robust cybersecurity measures in place.
Okay.
Secure platforms, up-to-date software, compliance with all those data protection regulations.
It's like building a digital fortress.
Exactly. You need to protect your client's information like it's Fort Knox.
Okay, digital fortress, check. Now, the financial world it's constantly changing.
Oh, yes.
How does a loan broker stay ahead of the game, avoid becoming a dinosaur?
Never stop learning.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it's like being a student for life.
Exactly.
Okay.
Attend conferences, read industry publications, take online courses.
Okay.
The more you know, the better equipped you'll be to adapt to the changing market.
Makes sense. What about networking? Is that important?
Oh, networking is huge.
Okay.
Connect with other brokers, share experiences, learn from each other.
Oh, I like that. Okay. So speaking of experiences, what are some of the biggest challenges that you see loan brokers facing out there in the real world?
Well, competition is fierce.
Okay.
With online lenders and those fintech companies popping up, it's a crowded marketplace.
So how do you stand out? Like, how do you make yourself heard in all that noise?
You have to find your unique selling proposition.
Okay.
What makes you different?
Okay.
What sets you apart?
Okay.
You need to build a brand, that resonates with your target audience.
So it's not just about being a loan broker, it's about being a brand.
Exactly.
Okay. What other challenges?
Keeping up with regulations.
Oh, yeah. That's a big one.
They're constantly changing.
It's like they're multiplying like rabbits.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So regulations, compliance, that's a big challenge.
It is.
Okay. Got it. But let's not dwell on the negative here. What are some of the exciting opportunities on the horizon for loan brokers?
Well, the demand for personalized financial advice is growing. People want that human touch. Right. They want someone to guide them through the complexities of finance.
So loan brokers can position themselves as like trusted advisors.
Absolutely. They can be those financial guides.
Okay. I like it. What else? What other opportunities?
Niche lending is also booming.
Okay.
There's a growing need for loans tailored to specific industries and demographics.
Interesting. So find your tribe.
Exactly.
And become their go-to expert.
Exactly.
Okay.
And of course, technology is constantly evolving.
Yeah. Technology is a game changer.
It is. Loan brokers who embrace those new tools and platforms will have a real competitive advantage.
It's about like leveraging technology.
Yes.
To supercharge your business.
Exactly.
Wow. This has been a really, really insightful look at the world of loan brokering.
You've covered a lot.
We have. We've talked about like the role, setting up legally, marketing, managing expectations, ethics.
Staying ahead of the curve.
It's been a lot of information.
It has.
But we're not quite done yet.
No, we're not.
In the final part of this deep dive, we're going to tackle some frequently asked questions.
Yeah.
Those burning questions that I know a lot of aspiring loan brokers have.
Absolutely.
So stick around. We've got even more valuable insights coming up. Okay, so we're back for the final part of our loan broker deep dive. And I know there are always like more questions, especially if you're just starting out, right?
Right.
So let's tackle some of those like frequently asked questions. You know, those burning questions that I know a lot of aspiring loan brokers probably have.
Yeah, let's clear up some of those common misconceptions.
Exactly. So one question I hear a lot is, do you need a fancy college degree to make it as a loan broker?
Right.
I think people assume like you need some sort of, you know, finance degree.
Yeah, a lot of people think that.
Yeah. What's the real story?
You know, while a finance degree can definitely be helpful, it's not a requirement. I've met successful loan brokers from all walks of life. Yeah, you know, former teachers, salespeople. I even met a musician who became a loan broker.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's more about having a good understanding of financial principles,
okay,
strong people skills, and a willingness to learn.
Okay. So you don't need a diploma from Harvard, but you do need those people skills, passion,
yeah,
you know, and be willing to learn.
Absolutely.
Okay. I like it. So now for the question that's probably on everyone's mind.
Yeah.
How much money can you actually make as a loan broker?
Right. The million-dollar question.
The million-dollar question. Spill the beans. Can I buy that yacht yet?
Well, let's hold off on the yacht shopping for now.
Okay.
The income potential, it really varies.
Okay.
It depends on your experience, the market, your niche, and, you know, how hard you're willing to work.
Okay. So there's no magic number, but the sky's the limit for those who really put in the effort.
That's right.
Okay, I like that. Now let's talk about another big one, especially for new brokers.
Yeah.
How do you actually find those first few clients?
It's like the chicken or the egg.
It is.
You need clients to get experience.
Right.
But you need experience to get clients. How do you break through that?
Networking is crucial here.
Okay.
Reach out to your personal and professional network.
Okay.
Attend industry events.
Got it.
Join online communities.
Okay.
Don't be afraid to offer free consultations.
Oh, okay.
Just to get your foot in the door.
So get out there, build relationships, and let people know how you can help them.
Exactly.
Okay, now let's be real for a second. Not every client is going to be, you know, a dream client.
Right.
How do you handle those challenging clients?
Right, tough ones.
Yeah, those tough ones. Patience, empathy, active listening.
Okay.
These are your best tools.
Okay.
Try to understand their perspective,
mm-hmm,
communicate clearly, and always try to find a win-win solution.
So it's kind of like being a therapist sometimes.
It is. You're helping them work through their financial anxieties.
Okay. Makes sense. Wow, this deep dive has been packed with so much great information.
Yeah.
I feel like we've given our listeners a lot to think about.
Hopefully.
Yeah, a lot to get them started on the path to building their own successful business.
Absolutely.
Any final words of wisdom before we wrap things up?
Remember, Building a business is a marathon, not a sprint. It's going to be challenging. It's going to be rewarding. Just stay focused, stay curious, and never stop learning.
Perfect. On that note, we'll wrap up this deep dive into the world of loan brokering. Hopefully you're feeling inspired and ready to take action.
Absolutely.
So to all our future loan moguls out there, good luck on your journey. And remember, keep learning, keep growing, and keep diving deep.